One of the things that's interesting about this word, this gospel, that will often get picked out whenever this gospel gets proclaimed, is really, why didn't Mary recognize Jesus? You know, and so it's like she starts talking to him, and she thinks he's the gardener, and it's not until he says her name that she may recognize him. And that's important for us, because we believe that God calls us by name, and he calls you by name. He knows your name, and when he calls your name, you will recognize him as the one who calls you. So that's really kind of a significant part of it. And it's also the idea that, what's the connection between the glorified body after the resurrection and the body, our earthly body? Will they recognize us? Will I look exactly the same? Will I have at least hair in the next life? You know, something like that. And the idea is that there is a connection, but there is also a new and greater creation. That's why. But what hasn't changed is his calling her name. I recognize that, and then she recognizes him, because that's when, and when God calls your name in the final beatific vision, you will recognize it's God because of the name that he calls you. That's a very important thing. And the other important thing that comes out of this gospel is the idea that he tells her, don't cling to me. Let me go. You know, I have to ascend to my Father, to my Father's. And that's difficult for all of us to cling, to hang on to things. We don't want things to change. When we go through these things like the clustering or anything like that, we want to keep everything the same, and we like to have it that way. And you could mention she would want to cling to him. And I think, of course, for all of us who have lost loved ones, we have that same kind of reaction too, where we want to cling on to people and keep them. And yet we know that they're called to something greater now. They're called to something different. And it's not easy, and it's shown right here in the gospel. So even to things in our own life and in this world, that we are not people of this world. We live in it, and God's given it a beautiful creation, but our final destination is not here. And so as we all take our turn to move into the next realm, that we don't cling on to things of this world, and take them as our own or hang on to them. But we, as in Christ's way, it's all about freedom, and the freedom to go.